This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everybody jump, jump.
All right, coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. You've got Dan and Mikey B across the way. Andrew Bogish with your update, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 to 6 Pacific. We go right here on CBS Sports Radio. Good Thursday morning to one and all. What's going on, Taz? How you doing, bro?
Good, my man, Moose. What's going on, brother? Looking forward to an awesome Thursday show here. We got Josh Miller coming up later on, former Steelers and Patriots punter. Yeah, man, no doubt.
Great stories last time we chatted with him.
Yes, sir.
Which was absolutely fantastic.
It was fun.
So, he'll join us coming up in the third and final hour right at 8:25 a.m. Eastern Time, 5:25 Pacific. So look forward to that. And, as we discussed the last couple of days in terms of the reported workout, then the workout, and now it is official that former Cowboy wide receiver, former Oklahoma State star Dez Bryant is now a member of the New Orleans Saints as he signs a one-year contract and locks into the Saints for the rest of the season. And he now has found himself a new home. And, I was thinking about after the deal went down.
Right.
After he turned down Baltimore, couldn't come to an agreement with the Cleveland Browns, two other teams that had shown interest in Dez Bryant after he was let go by the Dallas Cowboys. He lands in a great spot. I mean, honestly, he couldn't land in a better spot. Look at the tires have come off Baltimore. I mean, Cleveland is what Cleveland is,
right.
And now you look at a New Orleans Saint team that has an opportunity to get themselves to a Super Bowl this year and just knocked off the Los Angeles Rams at home and are riding a tremendous winning streak after, as we approach week 10 of the NFL regular season, after their opening week loss at home against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, look, Moose, we were talking about this, as you said, recently about Bryant, about Dez. I thought he was going to end up with Cleveland. I did. When we saw it during the summer with Hard Knocks and stuff late in the summer, I thought for sure he would have. But, man, you nailed it. He is definitely in a great spot right now. And if you look at their offense, it's, as far as the key players, it's pretty impressive. You know, obviously with Drew Brees and with Kamara and Ingram and, let's say, Michael Thomas. And then you add Dez. I mean, Ted Ginn's out injured. I mean, dude, this is like the rich get richer, right? Right or wrong.
Right.
This is crazy, man.
Well, he won seven in a row. And the Saints, he wanted to try and win a championship. He also wanted to play a team or compete to win a title. He also wanted to play for a team. It seemed like at the time there was an arch rival of the Dallas Cowboys to enact a little bit of revenge. Mm. And he lands down in New Orleans. Now, beggars can't be choosers. And I thought there came a point in time where maybe Dez had, overreached or overplayed his hand, where he might not find a job here in the NFL. But he kept on, and his agent kept on basically saying that, we'll wait and see how the NFL regular season does play out. Injuries do come in to play. That there will be an opportunity. Give him credit for keeping himself in physical and great physical condition, which he did. That when he had these workout opportunities, that he went out there and he impressed. I'm sure teams looked at it, as we mentioned it, maybe he's a little bit humbled, but I also think they looked at it, Taz, where for New Orleans, as we discussed yesterday, there's really not all that much risk as you lay it down on the table. There's not a lot of risk here for the New Orleans Saints. If it doesn't work, you cut them, you get rid of them, and you move on. They're trying to resolve what is an issue here, which is receiver depth down there with the Saints. But if it works, I mean, it could be a glorious marriage.
Absolutely. And the thing too, Moose, it's like, which a lot of people maybe aren't saying, and if you really break it down and think about it, yeah, it's great for the Saints on another level, too. This is a team that, if you think about it, like, they don't really, need him. So he's at a place that he needs them more than they're going to utilize him. He's going to be a big plus. I mean, sure, it's another weapon for Drew Brees and with Ginn out and stuff. Yeah, it loosens up the coverage for Michael Thomas and Kamara and Ingram out of the backfield. But, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I'm not saying they don't need him, like, need him. But if you think about it, they're rock and rolling and winning as is. So
they are, but
you know,
they're
it's
also
a good spot for them, the Saints, you know?
It is, but they do need a receiver. I mean, they were going to sign somebody. You mentioned in terms of the injury to Ginn Jr. You look at Drew Brees. They've not exactly been the same big play offense of old. Now, I'm not telling you that Dez Bryant could take the top off of a defense. Is going to be the, you know, the speed burner merchant that Ted Ginn Jr. was. But you know, Michael Thomas is their leading receiver. We know that. Alvin Kamara is their second leading receiver. Benjamin Watson, third leading receiver with 292 yards. Traquan Smith. They needed to add somebody into that mix to help make the job easier a little bit here for Drew Brees. So I'm not telling you that they were in desperate need for Dez Bryant, but they were going to add a receiver. I mean, the New Orleans Saints were going to sign somebody, whether it be Dez Bryant, whether it be Brandon Marshall, whether it be unnamed receiver that's walking the street right now. They were going to sign somebody to add into the mix, Taz, because they needed to, because the lack of depth on that at that position moving forward.
I agree with the need for it and the depth, but when I say they don't need, to use that word again, they don't need him.
Yeah.
What I mean is that if he goes into his shenanigans and starts getting into a comfort zone, Dez, and acts like a fool, you know, they're not going to put up with that.
I agree with that kind of thing. Yeah,
we
said that at the time. We said that yesterday. Right, exactly, we said that earlier, exactly. A few minutes ago. I don't disagree, but they'll move on to another receiver. I mean, they'll figure something else out and bring somebody else in and to add to the mix. Now, I'm curious what Dez is. I mean, we talked to Danny White a couple days ago, and if you missed that interview, check out the podcast at radio.com and Apple Podcast. Danny does a great job game days on as the color analyst for Compass Media and covers the Cowboys and a legendary Cowboy quarterback. And we asked him that day, Taz, I think it was on Tuesday morning or Monday morning, do you think Dez with the New Orleans Saints would work? And he said, he thinks it would work. He thinks Dez, maybe got humbled a little bit. Maybe he understands that he needs to work on his route running. It can't just be going up and getting the football, which he was great at, that he has to work on his craft a little bit. He actually thought it would work in New Orleans. So I'm curious to see. And that's a guy that's been around the Cowboys and knows Dez Bryant better than anybody.
Yeah, he knows.
Right? And he thought it would be a good acquisition for the Saints and that it would work.
Well, Danny White knows this. You know this. I know this. And a lot of fans listen, sports fans, football fans, listeners know this. The other massive plus, for Dez with that Saints team is Drew Brees. I mean, the guy throws dimes. Like, his accuracy, right? He's unbelievable. I mean, so that's the thing with Dez. If he maybe, let's just say hypothetically, let's say he lost a step. He's not as fast as he was or whatever. He's still got big, strong hands, and he's got great hand-eye. And Brees could put that ball wherever you want that ball. So that helps a guy if he's maybe not running the fastest route or beating a guy or juking a guy, So that's the thing. When you got a Drew Brees, I mean, guys like you and I can go out there and catch the ball, Well, maybe.
I mean,
be thrown a little hard.
That might be a little bit of a stretch, but yes, I get your
standing
point.
Is that
Brees makes everyone's job a little bit easier? But Tessa, I think you hit upon a great point in terms of the quarterback now that he's going to be playing with. Everyone looks at the downturn of Dez Bryant past couple years, but also look at the quarterback that he had in Dak Prescott.
Correct.
Not the most accurate quarterback, not a pure pocket thrower. Not a guy that's going to use his athleticism, ability to move the pocket, scramble for yards, to lengthen out plays, and that is his great asset. Accuracy is not, to the point where some are calling into question whether or not he should be the Cowboys franchise quarterback and the guy that they bank on moving forward here. Now he goes to a quarterback who can absolutely spin it, is one of the more accurate quarterbacks in the National Football League, is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer in Canton, Ohio, in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, a Saints team that's won seven in a row. Look at what Prescott, look at what Dez Bryant was with Tony Romo, and then look at what Dez Bryant was with Dak Prescott. It is a night and day difference.
Absolutely.
When he had a quarterback that was a better pure thrower, a more accurate thrower of the football, Dez Bryant was a better player.
No doubt.
So now you throw him down in New Orleans where a lot of the attention is going to be on Kamara, a lot of the attention is going to be on Michael Thomas with a quarterback that's highly accurate. I would expect, as long as Dez Bryant can pick up the offense and knows where he needs to be, which is not an easy thing to do for anybody, especially when we're approaching week 10 of the NFL regular season. But as long as he could do that, mind his P's and Q's, don't cause any sort of distractions, Taz. Yep. I have a hard time thinking that Dez Bryant's not going to be somewhat productive down in New Orleans.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's definitely a perfect storm right there, and like that's why I was mentioning about Drew Brees' accuracy, and you laid it out perfectly there too. And if you know, even if you were looking to even attempt to compare Dak Prescott to Drew Brees, I mean, it's like it's apples and oranges.
Right.
Yeah, it's just it's just not possible. It's just a totally different level. So, you know, he's going to be a lot. And also, and I like the way Romo played, but I got to be honest. I'd rather Drew Brees as my QB in their prime. Drew Brees or Romo, I'm taking Drew Brees. So we agree that Drew Brees is arguably, well, the best quarterback that Dez Bryant is ever going to have from his past to now as an NFL player. So he's getting the best quarterback he's ever going to have or ever had throwing him the football. He's going to make a difference for that Saints team.
Let's hear from Drew Brees, the Saints star quarterback, and he sure is excited to have Dez aboard.
Dez has been a really good player in this league for a long time, and there is certainly a skill set that he has that is going to be beneficial, you know. And so I look forward to getting to work with him. I look forward to building a rapport with him. I look forward to getting him involved in this offense and just become a complement to, you know, all the guys that we already have.
What about adding that his personality into that locker room?
There's all kinds of different personalities when it comes to just personality or, you know, competitive nature or, you know, this guy's a jokester, this guy's that. And yet, man, everybody, when it's time to work, it's time to work. When it's time to have fun, it's time to have fun. I think everyone compliments one another. I think we all want to win, you know. And so at the end of the day, if we can bring somebody in here who can help us win, then that's great.
Yeah, and, you know, Drew Brees was also asked, you know, in terms of the Saints and how long they've thought about potentially end Dez.
We talked about it during the offseason a little bit. And it was more so just, hey, knowing that a guy like that is out there and there might come a time when, you know, we could need a guy like that, you know. I think at the start of the season, we weren't in that position, you know, and then all of a sudden a couple guys get nicked up, you know, and then there becomes a place for him. So definitely been a guy who's been on our radar for a while.
You know, I got to tell you, Moose, I could relate a little bit to like what Dez is about to go through, because going into a different locker room, when you're in a certain locker room for so many years, I did it in wrestling, right? And I could tell you, you're humbled right out of the box because you're going into someone else's environment. And that's something that a lot of people maybe haven't experienced or maybe don't talk about. That right there in itself, you know, especially that you're a little bit older and you're going to a 7-1 squad that just coming off a massive win and defeated an undefeated team in the Rams. You know, you're going in there humble. I did that when I went from ECW to WWE, and it was like I had to call some friends that were in the WWE locker room to get the feel of the locker room. Well, okay, who runs the locker room? Because every locker room there's a leader, right? Who's this? What's the do's? What's the don'ts? And I'm sure Dez is doing that. You know, athletes do that because you don't want to go in and come off like a douche. That's the last thing you want.
I don't know if Dez is that forward thinking. He might be. I mean, I don't know.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
I would think
not.
I
don't know. He might be. I mean, Taz, I don't know if he's as forward thinking as you.
How many years is he? He's got to be in the league, what?
Well, not 8 years.
Yeah, so he's almost a 10-year veteran. But I don't know. That was a big deal. Like, I had to do that. You know, I just felt like it was important.
See, I think Dez, I look at him being more humbled. He might be. I mean, and that would be smart. And maybe Dez Bryant learned a little something here. Maybe he's going to be a little smarter. I mean, but Dez was given the benefit of the doubt a lot of times down in Dallas, and it came back to haunt the Cowboys, where, you know, he didn't work and play well with others, where they reward him with the contract, and they thought the attitude would get better, and it didn't. He still had issues. So, I mean, maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. I think that's a great point. I don't think there's any doubt about it. But wouldn't you, if you were the Saints, look at it and say, well, hopefully the fact that he was due to make $12.5 million, he's been out of the league, nobody has signed him.
Right.
He's looking to, he doesn't want to sit the entire year out because it's not like you're going to get better or get remembered missing an entire year in the NFL. Now he's in a situation where if he could act like a team guy, maybe it leads to a long-term deal with the New Orleans Saints or some other organization.
Right.
I mean, now's the time for him to kind of just keep the head down and get to work, right?
Absolutely, dude. You could retire at a place like that if you can get another deal there after the season with the Saints and retire a Saint. And I got to tell you, I said the other day, I'm pretty sure I did anyway, I think it's going to go okay for him. I think that he's matured and learned a little bit. I mean, it'll be interesting to see because I think he is going to get some success down there, especially with Breeze throwing the rock to him. You know, I do, and we both agree on that. And we'll see once Dez gets in that comfort zone, and now the Saints are sitting hypothetically 9-1. They go in and they spank the Bengals, and then they beat the Eagles hypothetically, and Dez is getting catches and playing well. Then let's see once they go to Week 12 and they're about to play the Falcons, if we're hearing stuff about Dez acting like, you know, a goof.
Or screaming on the sideline when he's not getting the football. I think White made a great point the other day. Maybe I heard the point yesterday, Taz. I forget. I think Dez goes into that with his eyes wide open, where the Saints send him a message. This is what is expected.
That's right. That's right. I agree.
You're not going to be Michael Thomas. You're not going to be Alvin Kamara in the
offense.
You're
not the man. You're not the man.
You're not going to be a guy that's going to be screaming and hollering for the football on the sideline if the football doesn't come your way on a 3rd-and-6 play. You buy in, Breeze will find you. You run your routes. You get open. He's going to make great use of you, which we've seen Breeze do with Willie Snead. I mean, you go up and down the line. Yeah. There's been guys that Drew Brees has been able to find it.
Watson. I mean, that right. Brees gets the ball a lot.
Watson? But, I mean, Watson's their third leading receiver. I think he's got 330 yards,
yeah,
I mean,
right.
Which is not all that right. I mean, it's really all Thomas and it's Kamara.
Right.
I mean, so that's where you have the need here for a Dez Bryant. Let's hear from his former head coach, Jason Garrett, who's taken on heat on his own right. What about Dez and his thoughts about Dez landing down in New Orleans?
Poor Garrett.
Dez is a great player. Dez is a great player in this organization for a long time, and really happy for him and that opportunity. And I know it's important to him. He wants to finish his career strong. He's done such a great job for this organization. Has been an impact player in this league over the course of his 8 years playing. So it seems like a real good opportunity for him. I know he'll help their team.
This guy, he's always high road. I got to give him a lot of credit. The stuff he's dealing with Garrett, he just takes the high road all the time. He does.
No, he's a good guy.
He really does. He deals with a lot, man.
He deals with a lot of nonsense down there. Right. I don't think he's improved as a coach. Hasn't done himself any favors.
But as a person, I got to say, he's
a smart guy, and he's a really good guy. Yep. Anybody that's ever been around Jason Garrett, he's not one of these guys that, thinks he's the God's gift to coaching. We'll see exactly how the rest of the season does play out for him. But he is happy for Dez. You know, he says he's a great player. Well, if he's a great player, why'd you get rid of him for 12 and a half?
I was thinking the same thing.
Right, exactly. But we'll see how Dez does fit in. Maybe he doesn't go the Taz route. Maybe he's calling people to find out what their locker room is like.
Who's the boss down there?
But probably, Taz, I don't think he's on point as you were when you were a wrestler.
We'll see.
I don't think he is.
I made a few calls, my friend.
I'm sure you did. I'm giving you credit for that.
I know you
That's
are.
That's why I'm giving you credit. Take the credit. I don't think Dez is thinking about that. I think Dez is like, where's my jersey? Let's go play.
Oh, you give me 88? Awesome.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. What's your take? What do you think Dez landed in New Orleans down with the Saints signing a deal for the rest of the season? How do you think that does play? Do you think it works? Do you not think it works? Do you think it implodes? Wanted your take at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Are the Saints better today than they were yesterday? It's Taz, it's Moose, it's a Thursday morning, it's CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action with MyBookie.net. MyBookie.net is the industry's leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take a side, predict scores, or track player props. MyBookie.net lets you play without cash or with purchases. Use promo code ENDZONE when you register for your account and get 100% sign-up bonus. Did the game already kick off? Don't sweat it. MyBookie.net has in-game live action on every major league event, even esports. There's no better time to join MyBookie.net than today. Go to mybookie.net to open an account and join in on the fun. Use promo code ENDZONE when you register for your account and get 100% sign-up bonus. Signing up is easy. You'll have access to your own personal dashboard also. That's pretty cool. That's mybookie.net, promo code ENDZONE. No deposit is necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only, void where prohibited.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
855-212-4CBS is your number to call. Faz, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all right now at geico.com.
You know, some... not wearing a, I'm wearing a Taz Show t-shirt today.
Nice.
Underneath, I'm not wearing the Taz and the Moose shirt.
No.
That's, yeah. Became a very polarizing shirt yesterday, Moose.
It did, I know, I know.
Yeah.
We got into it with Al.
Yeah, it was, started off as a little fun. And,
yeah, the video was fun. It was good.
No, what else? It was fun.
Yeah.
Everything was fun on our end.
Yeah, Mike just didn't. Mike Francesa locally just didn't enjoy the conversation.
Yeah. Well, not all conversation. I mean, not from our show.
He was, no. Yeah, from their show.
From the other show, the morning show. Yeah.
Correct.
But that's
right.
His business.
I'm
noticing AB's here. He's not wearing a shirt either. That's fine. You know what, Moose? When we get new shirts, nobody's getting them except me and you and Mikey B because he wears his.
Well, I'm Pete.
All right, Pete.
These guys have worn it. Andrew's worn it.
I'm wearing it underneath my button-down shirt right now.
All right.
That's not
I did think it was a bad idea to give them shirts.
You're right. You were right.
And I did say it at the time.
You did.
I
know, you were right. You were right, but you
know
me.
They're not going to wear it.
But I'm just a good guy. I feel bad to that we don't give them
I get it, but it can't be all that surprising that they just left it there.
Moose, please don't rob me up again. You saw what happened yesterday. I'm not going to run over there again. It's going to be another problem.
You can't be stunned by that, right?
I don't know. When you give
you're a savvy guy. You're street smart.
Yes,
you can't
am,
be
but,
all that. Come
but,
on.
Some, but yes, but when I embrace someone.
Andrew?
It sounds like you've moved on. And Moose keeps bringing it up again. Like, Moose. Move on.
Moose didn't do anything. He did everything. He was right.
What do you
he
mean?
Did nothing wrong.
What did I do wrong now?
You didn't do anything wrong.
What did I do wrong?
I was Taz saying he was over it. Happened in June.
Well,
it's November.
And
it's fresh.
And it amped up. It amped up yesterday.
You worked the entire summer. You should have been there.
Yeah,
and said something.
Yeah.
You decided to take no vacation in the summer. By the way, where is we over when you're taking all this vacation now?
Not with me.
Where is the Kingsman? Popeye Scooney Jones. All these other guys.
Speakerphone Jones. Chairman.
Right, well, you're like, you're taking so much vacation. Meanwhile, basically, today's your last show.
Almost.
We'll see you January 2nd after the national championship game. I mean, where's the Kingsman now?
Yeah.
Hashtag CW.
Excuse me, LIU. LIU post.
Yeah, we can't say CW anymore.
Point.
I don't know. I don't know, Moose. They felt like
the
in the summer. Yeah. Well, Andrew likes to correct you. And I understand.
No.
Listen, there's a lot of tension around here, but we'll try to break the levity with some T-shirt talk.
No, but enjoy your vacation.
I'm
the busiest time of the year.
Bro, I'm not
going. Where are you going, Taz?
When everything is going on, Taz, and there's so much to talk about, enjoy your time off.
Glad you were here for Pirates Cardinals in June.
Right. Glad you were able to break down that double dip between the Cubs and Cardinals.
I still don't know why they benched Bryant.
Right. I understand. Right. College hoops, NBA, NHL, NFL, college winding down. Taz is going on vacation.
For a month and a half.
When nobody else in radio goes on vacation, Taz is going on vacation.
I'm a little different.
An innovator.
Right.
I'm off next week. Not next week. I'll be here next week, and then I'll be gone for a little while. Then I'll be back at the end of January.
This is fine.
I mean, November.
But it's fine. But next summer,
you'll see me a little
next
bit.
Summer, I do not feel like hearing from hashtag we over, hashtag CW, hashtag Popeye Scooney Jones.
Who is CW?
Moose, I've got about 10 bench cut starts planned that week.
So. I can't wait. Any 1v1s?
There'll 25. Be no, oh, none, and no memory links. Those are in the archives.
Now, I did get an email yesterday with a lot of Moose days off, too. So
really?
Yeah, I
did.
Yeah, there's a lot coming up.
Right around the holidays.
So yeah, it's not like Moose is going to be here 24-7.
Oh, no, you're...
But yeah. I'll be here. No,
he's going to be here more than me. He'll definitely be here more than me.
Andrew, stop. I mean, honestly. Get off the knees.
We over.
Oh, my God. Take it away.
Thanks, Moose.
Get off the knees, but take it away. Thanks, pal.
Stand up to my microphone. We've had some lackluster Thursday night matchups recently. Not tonight. 11 combined wins for the Steelers and Panthers as they meet in the Steel City. A Steeler update from their loquacious head coach, Mike Tomlin.
The opportunities to rise up and be positive contributors to our efforts are going to be continually presented to men, and that's why we're going to continually make an emphasis on the point of overall readiness and improvement and growth in terms of knowledge, technique, and understanding for everybody.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Seriously, what is he talking about?
I don't know.
I mean, I love him, but that's an all-timer. Both these teams arrive on winning streaks, four straight for the Steelers, three in a row for the Panthers. GM John Dorsey reportedly has full authority over the Browns' head coaching search, but many around the NFL doubt that owner Jimmy Haslam can stay out of things. Meanwhile, former Browns head coach Sam Ratigliotto told our Cleveland affiliate yesterday, Todd Haley thought he was going to be named interim coach when Hugh Jackson got fired, but when he walked into the office, as we know by now, he got the boot as well.
Hold on, did you say Sam Ratigliano? He coached.
Is that his name?
That's his name.
Okay,
he coached Brian Sipe was his quarterback. That many years ago? That was the 80s.
He's apparently Todd Haley's like mentor. So he
Sam Ratigliano?
Yeah, there's a connection.
How old
with
is?
81.
I was going to say he's got to be in his
and
80s.
Still hates the Browns.
Wow.
Locked in.
Brian Sipe was his QB. He had Mack. What's his name? The running back.
Jim Brown. You think you mean?
No, I'm not.
I'm kidding.
What, Kevin Mack?
Kevin Mack. Yeah, number 34,
Ernest
Jones. Ernest Byner. Look at the Moose. Yes.
Slaughter.
Yes. Wasn't Matthew's father, Clay Matthew's dad, play on that team too?
He did.
He did play on that
number
team.
57.
Number 57. That's
correct.
Right. Yeah.
Number 57.
He played on that
Bruce
team.
Bruce Matthews.
Bruce Matthews. That's it. They had a lot of good players on that team. But they weren't a good team.
Well, Bruce Matthews was an Oiler, but the same family.
Same family. Right.
Correct.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I heard Sam Ratigliano. I got thrown off there. Wow. I haven't heard that name in years.
Kawhi Leonard missed the last two Raptor games with a sprained ankle. He was back last night in Sacramento.
Leonard still on the bounce, just above the right elbow. On the switch, he's got Cauley-Stein, pulls him out toward the perimeter, steps into a three ball. Kawhi Leonard quiets the crowd with a triple from the west side, and the Raptors go back up 10.
Sam Ratigliano on Raptors radio. Leonard, 25 points, 11 boards, and a 114-105 defeat of the Kings. Toronto, an NBA best, 11-1. Donovan Mitchell, 23 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists after missing a game with his own ankle injury. His Jazz beat the Mavs 117-102. That's their first home win of the season. The Sixers got road win number one, 194 in Indy. The Nuggets came up short at Memphis, 89-87. The Thunder won in Cleveland, 95-86, without the injured Russell Westbrook. And the Pistons won in Detroit, or in Orlando, rather, 103-96. Detroit had lost five straight after a 4-0 start. The federal government is letting the NCAA see its evidence from its recent trial of college basketball recruiting corruption. As many as three dozen programs could be in danger of violations. A reported baseball trade last night, the Rays sending outfielder Malik Smith to Seattle for catcher Mike Zunino and outfielder Guillermo Heredia. And Texas Tech QB Alan Bowman is out of the hospital 4 days there for the second time this season, dealing with a partially collapsed lung.
Oh, man.
He gets back with the team today. Uncertain, though, for this weekend. Guys?
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, we were talking earlier a lot about Dez Bryant going to the Saints. How this will probably be a really, really good thing for that Saints offense, a potent 7-1 Saints team. Let's go down to College Station, Texas, talk to Richard. Richard, you're on with Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Rich?
Hey, what's going on, Taz?
How you doing?
What's up, Richard?
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Right.
I just wanted to touch up on the Dez Bryant situation. How it worked out for him and the Saints at the same time.
Go for it.
He pretty much got in a perfect situation, not falling into the chaos in Cleveland or the chaos in Baltimore. They're all going through their head coaching and ownership and Dallas, itself too. And I just feel like he fell in a good situation going that way. None of the Dallas receivers, I mean, I don't even think they're on pace to get even 600, 700 yards this season. But, you know, Dez had 800, so I think he was benefiting the team a lot more than the rest of them. And, I mean, Saints didn't give up any picks. Golden Tate was a fifth third-round pick to the Eagles. Demaryius Thomas was a fifth to the Texans. Neither one of them had the amount of production that Dez Bryant brought to Dallas. And is local, you know. He's pretty close to where he's from.
Right.
In Texas.
Yep.
New Orleans is right up the street.
Yep.
Kind of probably the same distance from New Orleans as it was to Dallas. So I think it's just the perfect situation. They'll have a nice little fan base there. You know, if it's his last season, he'll go out with a bang in front of his family and friends. I just think it was the better situation for him.
Richard, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's tough to argue. I mean, definitely it's perfect situation for him. He's going to a winning team where he's not going to be the one receiver, which means he probably won't get the best coverage, where he'll get himself open. He's going to have a quarterback throwing dimes to him in Drew Brees. You know, like I said earlier, man, Moose, I thought maybe he would have went to the Browns in the summer. That didn't happen, as we know. And absolutely a much better situation than dealing with a rookie quarterback and Baker Mayfield throwing you the ball, or maybe Tyrod Taylor, who was the starting quarterback, I believe, in the late summer, or preseason, I should say, for the Browns. And that's who would have been throwing you the ball. Or if you go to Baltimore, you're dealing with Flacco, who's just, you know, it's just he's not Drew Brees. Let's just put it that way.
Well, no, he's not Drew Brees. But I think you also, I do think the caller Richard brought up a couple of instances. Listen, Dez Bryant right now, scouts don't believe he's as good as Golden Tate, nor do they believe he's as good as Demaryius Thomas. There's a lot of factors as why is the Cowboys decide to let him go. Now, you know, their failing is that they didn't have anybody else. They didn't address it when they could have this past April in the NFL draft has. If their game plan was to get rid of Dez Bryant, right, they should have obviously made wide receiver a big-time key, and they didn't. Mm. They went into a season in which they're without Jason Witten, who decided to become a broadcaster,
oof,
and without Dez Bryant as they cut him and due to make $12.5 million this upcoming season, Taz, there's no backup plan. That's the failure of the Dallas Cowboys, where you're asking guys to do something at this stage of their careers or where they're at and what they've established themselves as NFL players, they're incapable of doing.
Yeah.
Cole Beasley's not a number one wide receiver. If you're going to bank on him to be a number one wide receiver, you are going to fail.
Good player, though. Good player, but I know, I agree, he's not number one, though.
He failed, and the Cowboys failed. He's not that kind. You could take Cole Beasley out with when you put him in the slot. Just like if it was just Julian Edelman and nobody else up in Foxborough, it would not work. Mm. It's not good enough. He is not a good enough player. And Edelman, I would say, is probably five times the receiver that Cole Beasley is. But I do think Dez, I don't think this is his last go-around. I think Dez wants to try and reestablish himself as a player. But the issues he had was the money. His inability to get off the line of scrimmage and create separation, that's why he wanted to go over the top of everybody and outleap everybody.
Right, right.
His lack of dedication to running routes and being a precise route runner. There were failures of Dez Bryant. And Taz, you can speak. As you get older as an athlete, you have to get more refined in the things that you do. Because
you
cannot make
crafty.
Up. You cannot make up for mistakes
right.
based on athletic ability like you can when you're 22, 23, 24
right.
years of age.
You're correct.
You can't do it.
You're
you
correct.
Have to get better in certain instances, whether you trim out, whether you're a better route runner,
whatever it is.
Whatever it
change
might be.
Your play off the ball.
Correct.
You
Dez
have
did
to.
Not,
he
Dez did not get better.
He was going to stay where he was.
Correct.
Right, right, right.
And, and that's the issue that they had down in Dallas is he was not he did not have a come to Jesus moment where it's like, I need to improve in this aspect. And maybe this is it.
Right.
I mean, Taz, maybe him getting humbled.
Being away from the game,
being away from the game,
that could help him. You know,
where teams were not clamoring to bring him aboard.
No, they weren't.
For anybody, that's got to be humbling.
That's humbling.
No?
Yeah, absolutely it is.
Unless you're on a different planet, I would imagine you get cut from one NFL team and you're thought to be a top 15 receiver and nobody is clamoring to sign you. I would imagine that's got to be humbling.
Remind me, because I can't remember. With the Browns, they declined on him. He didn't decline on them, correct? I think that's what happened.
They couldn't come together, I thought,
on an agreement.
Correct.
But Baltimore offered him a deal.
Baltimore offered him a contract. I think they offered him a 3-year deal. He didn't want it.
He didn't want. See, the thing is, like, he's smart, or his representation's smart, his agent's smart, Dez Bryant, because it's risky to wait out a good team, because then your stock rises. You go now to the Saints, unless he stinks on the Saints, which he's not going to stink, your stock's going to rise with a guy throwing you the ball, like we've been talking about with Drew Brees, and what these other guys on that offense, with a really good defense, helps you offensively, as you know. So it helps your stock rise being on a better team when your deal's going to end at the end of the year anyway.
I think that helps you. It does help you, and you're hopefully going to be playing
As long as you play well
and play in big moments and play spots and make the catch. But let me ask you this, Taz. Is it, as I ran through some of the physical issues or, you know, play issues that he had down in Dallas, is it more his attitude or more where he is physically as a player right now?
I think it's a little both, but I think his attitude was more of the issue. And I think
I agree with you.
He's a phenom athlete, man.
Well, he's a great athlete.
Yeah,
and maybe the humbling now allows him, well, he'll do the extra work, Taz. But I'll tell you, I think the biggest thing he's got to show down in New Orleans is he's a good teammate.
That's right. Amen. He has to. And
I agree with you. I think he's going to be productive.
It is.
I think teams were fearful of bringing his attitude into the
Correct.
World.
And, you know that you saw it, like on Hard Knocks, when he went to the Browns, he was over the top nice. Everybody, he went up to the equipment. Now, of course, there's a camera on him, but he went up to the equipment guy, to this guy, to whoever, and he was a gentleman to everybody. He's trying to show that he has the right attitude. And that's why, and real quick, not to go, I lived it when I talked about it earlier about going to WWE. For me, the one thing I didn't tell you is that while I was in ECW, all the years I was there, I had a rep that I was a little bit of a tough guy to deal with in the locker room. I was a little bit of a hard ass.
Right.
And I wanted to make sure, because a lot of that was my persona that I was living. I had to. It's a long story. I don't want to get into that. But so I wanted to make sure that that Vince McMahon and the locker room, especially the locker room leaders, understood that that's not how I am.
Gotcha.
I don't want that rep. So I had a little rep like that, different level with Dez. You know, I understand he's Dallas Cowboy, different story. But so I understand that. And I know that time, that gap where I was away waiting to go to WWE, I had a lot of time to think about how to conduct myself in the locker room and be more mature. And absence makes the heart grow fonder. You miss the guys. You miss the locker room. You miss competing. And then you're like, I'm going to do it different.
Yeah, well, you had that perception. So, I mean, you had that self-awareness.
I did have self-awareness. I had that rep, too.
Well, hopefully Dez has got a little bit of self-awareness as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think he might. I mean, you kind of don't think he will, but we'll see.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not so sure, but hopefully he does. And if he doesn't, hopefully he's got the support staff that's letting him know in terms of cleaning up that act on the sideline and in the locker room. They're not going to deal with it.
But the thing with the Saints, right? So if you are a Saints fan, right, how happy are you right now? You've got a 7-1 team. If you support the Saints, no matter if you're from Louisiana, New Orleans, or wherever you're from, you're a Saints fan, and your team has added guys like a backup quarterback, like a Teddy Bridgewater, who got him from the Jets, right? You add a guy like that, Eli Apple from the Giants. I'm just saying, you're showing your fan base and the organization itself that you want to win now.
Yeah, I mean, the quarterback's 39 years old. Time to get moving.
You got to get in a hustle here.
Yeah, Breeze is, you're right. But they also
realize they want to win.
But they're good enough, and they backed it up. I mean, the players had led the way. Brian Cashman always talks about it with the Yankees when he's as general manager of the Yankees, is that the team has got to show him. Now, I know it's a different sport, that they deserve to be reinforced.
Right.
And I think the Saints have obviously shown New Orleans management and Sean Payton with their play on the field and their brilliance on the field, Taz, that they deserve and they should be improved. You've seen that with Apple.
Yeah.
Bridgewater was before the year. They took advantage of a situation where the Jets did not want to keep Bridgewater aboard.
He's still got some game in him, man.
He does.
He does.
Right, but you've got a 39-year-old quarterback. Time to get moving.
Breeze,
Breeze is not 29.
He's not.
It's time to get winning.
If he went down, though, I mean, an excellent contingency plan is Bridgewater. And the thing that's interesting, like, I don't know, maybe we pose the question to the audience, who does this help better? Does this help Dez or does this help the Saints? Who needed who more? I kind of think it was that Dez need the Saints more.
Correct.
So, you know, I mean.
I'd agree with you
there. Yeah, that's what I think.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Where does it work best, Dez with the Saints or Saints with Dez? Also, a young quarterback goes down in New York. We'll get into that next. Taz, Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
27. The team of the week is brought to you by Ferguson. This week's team, Taz, how about the Toronto Raptors? Toronto defeated Sacramento last night, 114-105. Toronto has won five in a row. They sit at 11-1, best record in the NBA. It's all brought to you by Ferguson. Hey, Trade Pros, Ferguson is proud to be a part of what you do with over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of OEM repair parts. Learn more at Ferguson.com.
You know, Moose, we had a chance this week, this coming Sunday, a 1 p.m. game, NFL game. My Bills against my former team, the Jets. We would have got the scene, Peterman, the Bills interception machine, the quarterback, go against Sam Darnold. But Sam Darnold will not be playing, as you know. He's going to miss the game.
He's in a walking boot, right, which is disappointing.
Yeah.
And it's not exactly what you want to see in any way, shape, or form if you're a Jet fan. I hate the idea of people saying, well, maybe it'll be a good thing. Hadn't played well, four interceptions last week against the Miami Dolphins, maybe pressing a little bit. I mean, that's nonsense. Anytime you go out due to injury and now all of a sudden he's going to be sitting on the bench watching Josh McCown play for the Jets against the Bills, I'd rather see him out there.
I differ on that a little. I get what you're saying, not to get into like a long crazy debate about it, but I differ a little bit in that. I get your point, and I agree with a lot of it. I understand what you're saying. But I do think that this is a guy who came, a kid. He's a young guy. I mean, was he 22 years old, 23, something like that? And he was the starter. Like, basically, I'm not saying he didn't earn it, but he really, how much earning did he do? So maybe sitting, watching, McCown, and you're in a situation where it gets you more hunger not to make those mistakes, not to throw so many picks, to learn the routes better that the receivers are running.
Number one, he earned the job. I mean, he earned the job in preseason.
But he earned it. But I'm just saying, like, sometimes being, we talked about humbling for Dez Bryant. Different story. I don't want to be taken out of context. But the word humble could be used here. It's a little humbling. You're out hurt. You sit. You watch. It's okay. It gets you better sometimes. It does.
Yeah, I don't think getting hurt is a good thing.
I didn't say that. I know it's not a good thing.
But if you want to,
I would never say that.
But so Sam Darnold, who has held himself accountable and did against the Miami Dolphins after his play, saying he was terrible,
right,
and was disappointing in his own performance and the decisions they made on the field, that he was pressing a little bit. I don't know. I think it's better to learn by experience. And when he has shown you that he is mentally and physically prepared to play, I don't think he's necessarily all of a sudden now needs to get, quote unquote, humbled, or that he's now going to pick up on something wearing that walking boot, watching Josh McCown play the Buffalo Bills, that he couldn't have picked up before. He was getting his rear end kicked. He had a center in Spencer Long that couldn't snap the ball properly to him.
Right.
The Miami Dolphins looked like the 85 Bears last week. He was getting hit left and right. That's the concern I'd have. You want to take Sam Darnold out of the lineup because you want to protect the asset, because he's taking a beating and shouldn't be hit like that, and learn from the mistake the Indianapolis Colts made with Andrew Luck. I could make them. I would agree with that more so than I would agree that Sam Darnold now needs to, be humbled a little bit.
He does need. I disagree with you, because I feel like he would have. There was a narrative was that he could have been benched anyway because how bad he's playing. Look,
they weren't benching him.
I'm saying okay.
I mean, they weren't going to bench him.
Okay,
I know for
fine.
A fact they weren't
going to
bench him.
Okay, no, that's
him.
Fine. I'm not arguing that. But other teams, the way he's been playing and where he sits and his looking at numbers and stuff, dude, he should have and could have definitely been benched. But he's not benched. He got injured, And I do think that it's not about it's good that he got injured. What it is you're looking at a positive in a negative situation. The kid got hurt. Now the positive is, you know what, maybe being away from being under center for a week and he could watch him practice. Moose, I'm telling you, it builds character in athletes. Sometimes when you get pulled away, no matter what the reasons are, and you get to watch him afar now, it makes you hungrier. I am telling you, that's a fact. And I think this is going to help Sam Darnold.
His first year in the NFL, Peyton Manning. How many interceptions do you think Peyton Manning threw?
I don't have to answer.
28.
Okay.
He threw 28 interceptions his initial rookie year, and he went on to become one of the greatest quarterbacks the NFL has ever seen. So, I mean,
every player is different, though.
I understand every player is different, but Peyton Manning didn't need to. They continued to roll with him because they realized what kind of asset he was.
Every situation is different.
And he was a turnover machine as a rookie year.
I know. I didn't know the number. I didn't until you just said it.
Yeah, I mean, he threw picks left and right.
I knew he threw a lot of picks. Whatever. I think they're looking at the best of a bad situation.
Bryce Harper turns out some big money. We'll get into that next. Taz Boost, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.